Joining me in the studio now is Mayor Joe Henry and City Manager Aaron Reynolds. And I invited you both in here because I know there's a lot going on. You know, the finishing up of Revision Florence, but we've also got some housing updates and things going on. Tell me what's going on with the city. Let's start with some housing stuff.
Well, Mayor Henry. George, as you remember and you've heard many times, a few years back we decided that we were a city in motion and we got things rolling down the road, and now we have just a whole lot of great things going on, and we're really here to talk about all those things today, housing included, which is our number one priority. And so there's just quite a few things going on. So
now, we've talked before about housing and the incremental amount of houses we're going to be able to get in the next few years, and there's no way to keep up with the demand right now, but we want to get started on and get as many in as we can. But I've noticed with my own personal work on the house I'm doing, you know, talking to people, talking to contractors, well, I'm 6 weeks out, I'm 8 weeks out. It sounds like we need more help too, and associated with the building. Is that something you guys have been noticing or?
Yes, definitely. So actually, the way we got to housing being our top priority for this biennium started with our journey to achieving economic development success for the city of Florence. And as we looked at the workforce needs, as we looked at the education needs, the job training, the livability standards for Florence, we just kept coming and arriving back at the need for housing. And so, yes, workforce needs are strong, but where to house them kept coming back full circle. Housing for everyone. And so we've actually started to focus more on housing and working in the background on some of those other issues like workforce development, job training, and those other elements of economic development.
So some of the things coming up is like the development on Airport Road, which I understand was Nedco, and then Nedco changed their name to be a little bit more.
Yeah, this month, you're going to have to edit that out because this is going to be for October.
This starts the second.
October edit this second. Out. Last month, Nedco announced their new name, new brand, but to represent what they've always done, the wide variety of services. So it is an economic development corporation working out of the Willamette Valley, servicing six counties, and they have unveiled their name as Dev Northwest. So think about development shortened into the word Dev, three letters, D-E-V, Northwest. And you can look them up online at Dev Northwest. And they are doing a project with the City of Florence. City Council has given in a transaction with them land to be used in a land trust to support, and hopefully this will be a catalytic project that will bring 12 affordable housing units to the City of Florence in the next year.
And the exciting thing is it's about ready to start happening. We've had a number of things that we've talked about for months and months and months, and they're just starting to come to fruition. There's how many units there on 35th Street or 32nd Street?
Yep. 32nd Street is a private development. They're building 8 townhomes, so that will end up being 16 units that are actually quite nice in size and quality that developer is building.
And they're moving right along on that, too.
Yes, they are. So if you haven't gone down 32nd, and it's on the corner of Oak Street right there across from the
Copeland's Lumber.
Yeah, and right across the street from LCC Florence Center, I really encourage people to take a look. And that's a very creative use of space. They'll have an alleyway where the cars will be coming in to the back of the units, and those townhomes will be right there. That was something that did take some work with the city. This is one of the things that I cannot overemphasize as a success for the city, is that we are working with people and individuals, businesses, to get to yes. There's often still a process. Sometimes there's money involved, but at the overall just mindset and philosophy is getting you to yes. What do you want to do, and how can we help you make your dreams come true? And that project on 32nd and Oak had some things to overcome, and that was something the city council and, of course, staff were more than willing to work on, included a vacation of a street and some other things that were considered in the development application, allowing that project to break ground and be here where we are today.
Well, to be honest, that was kind of a formality with the vacation on the street, wasn't it? Because it really wasn't kind of being used anyway.
Well, those are the things considered when you're vacating a street. It is not the normal stance of a city to vacate public property without at least some serious consideration. So, yes, it's a formality, but it's a very normal process, and it's not a given that public properties.
And while you're over there at 35th and Oak, take a look at the two accessory dwelling units that were just completed.
Right, they look nice.
The city council and staff was just invited to do a tour of those homes, and there are two on that property. And we have about eight under construction or in planning in the city right now. So that, over time, will contribute to our housing challenge. But those were very nicely done, and just a good example of what we can do with those. And there's just a number of other things just a little north of their cannery station across the street from Fred Meyer.
That's going to be my next one. Yeah, they're moving a lot of sand.
They're moving a lot of sand, but the exciting thing is for after 10 or 12 years of that being in process, they're finally breaking ground. And I believe it will take a little while for housing. It's going to start, I believe, with a senior assisted living center, but some senior housing, hopefully some commercial, and then some possibly market rate housing as part of that project. So that's just another exciting thing that's going on. The property across the street from the Florence Event Center on Quint Street, the city has acquired that, as you everyone probably knows. But our Community and Economic Development Committee is now working on a marketing project along with the city staff to hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, get a hotel across the street from the Florence Event Center.
Will the intent be to lease it then and maintain the property ownership, or would it be to sell the property? Or does it depend on who comes in and
I think it depends on what the situation is. I think anything is up for consideration. Our preference would be to have a private developer or some private partnership develop the land and get the city out of it. But
some of the profit motives that are behind the Quint Street property, which is across from the event center, and the whole purpose of securing that property is to see it be redeveloped and to have a return on investment that's could be possibly immediate with some immediate cash flow back to the Urban Renewal Agency, but also long-term with tax increment going up. And then also if it's a hotel, generating transient room tax dollars. And then, of course, just being a fabulous amenity to the event center and driving more tourism and business traffic to that core business area, which likely the Quint Street area is really the beginning of Old Town and just a way to expand already the economic success that we see in Old Town.
And again, with the city owning the property, that kind of opens up to do some more negotiating as opposed to a private person owning it, trying to sell it to. I mean, you can either, with whether it's tax incentives or whether it's price off the property or whatever to get the right business in there, you have that leeway now, right?
Absolutely. The property is owned by our Urban Renewal Agency, and I forgot to mention them a second ago, but they're also involved in this. And between the Urban Renewal Agency, the city staff, I mean the city of Florence, not city staff, I can X that out of there, but we are prepared to provide some incentives to have that developed.
So that's kind of where we're at in some of the projects around town. I guess Miller Park is also something that's being constructed, what's adding some park space and some concessions.
Before we go to that, a couple more big opportunities for our community. First off, over on Rhododendron, Fairway Estates is about to have their ribbon cutting. There's four or five houses in there under construction.
They just put a new sign up there on 101 and 35th. Yeah.
Ultimately be 60 units once both phases are completed. Not market rate housing, but I think any kind of housing in our environment creates opportunities for everybody. Mm-hmm. Big opportunity that just happened last week. We acquired 7 acres on Spruce Street over here in the Spruce Street LID, which has been tied up for several years. The city just acquired that property, and now we are going to be marketing that property to build some high-density housing in there.
Because that's already – doesn't that have sewer and water and everything already built in?
To it.
To it, yeah. To it. So then you just have to add it to
the on-site development will need to occur, but it's pretty plug-in ready to go for development.
Yeah. So that could be something that could happen pretty quick if the right person steps up.
Well, another thing that we're doing is there's been a concerted effort over the last 2 years to update our housing codes, and that will have positive implications for that property because in the past it's been plotted to have 35 units, but under the new codes we believe that, possibly 60 units can go in there with the reduced lot size. And
you said that's 7 acres? Is that what it is?
7.6 acres.
Almost eight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And some of it's not usable, but some wetland, but not much.
But that's a great segue into our residential housing code update that the city is working on. City Council and Planning Commission are planning a public hearing on that project on November 18th. And leading up to that, we'll have an opportunity to do an open house informational style meeting to get questions answered in advance of that public hearing. The public hearing is a very formal process to provide comment and testimony in a land use setting. But we also recognize that this is something, when we're updating the residential housing code, that as it's seen as a very positive, it does impact and change some things throughout the city. It's a very comprehensive approach. We are looking at all zones that allow housing, which Florence actually has a history of being pretty flexible in where we allow housing. Housing's allowed in most of our commercial areas, our Main Street, Old Town areas. That's something not every community has at their fingertips. So because of that, we are looking at all those sections and considering what modern day housing needs are for our community and also what our needs are going into the future. So we're looking at all the development standards, things like setbacks, height, lot sizes, and just different definitions that we've come really accustomed to and wanting to see in our community, yet our code couldn't imagine a townhome, a cottage cluster. And another term that we've been using today is accessory dwelling units. Those have traditionally been called mother-in-law cottages, but we want to be, of course, more inclusive. So accessory dwelling units are units smaller that are, of course, an accessory in addition to your primary dwelling. They can be internal, they can be upstairs, they can be above the garage, and they can also be, of course, detached. Primarily, you think of them towards the back of your property, but the codes and standards that the City Council adopted about a year and a half ago are actually quite agreeable to most properties and builders in this community, and that's why you're hearing that there's eight of them. And we currently have an incentive program underway that the City Council just renewed that as long as your accessory dwelling unit is pulling from the existing infrastructure on your property for water and sewer, there are not additional system development charges to that property, which is a huge incentive that the City Council has extended. So we want to make sure we're getting that word out there.
So that would mean, though, that obviously the sewer is one thing, but with the water, you wouldn't be able to add a second meter. You would have to run off your existing meter.
So the assumption is you're pulling from the same thing from the street. I would defer to Public Works Director Mike Miller on the infrastructure standards. He's not here today. So we can look into that further. But it's definitely thinking more from the street and where that's happening. I'm sure there would be a way you could make sure you're charging the appropriate amount to your tenant if you needed to.
Well, I mean, a lot of people just figure in a set cost anyway, so when they're doing that, so it's not that
big. We're just saying we're not expanding any services. We're not bringing anything additional capacity to your property.
Well, George, you mentioned other projects, and I heard you mention on the radio this morning our Revision Florence project, which we are so excited about because it's almost completed. The new light poles have gone up. Some of the old ones are coming down, and hopefully the rest will be down within a few weeks, and the paving will be done. It's going to be beautiful. You mentioned Miller Park. We're in the process of doing major upgrades, including new ball fields, a new soccer field, and a new snack shack with restrooms that's under construction. So that's really exciting.
Let me back up to Revision Florence real quickly. The intersection of Quince and 126. Now, that's not going to require any paving there. I mean, they're not. ODOT's not going to do any paving down 126, correct?
Correct. Not on 126.
Right. So just 101. So whatever upgrades you do to that corner there is pretty much cosmetic, isn't it? Or is there some sidewalk work that's going to happen?
The sidewalk work will be there. There'll be a new landscaping and also the curbs on both sides of 126 so that there's an adequate transition. So you can already see that the curbs have been taken out on what is known as Caputo Island.
Ronald, I appreciate that.
And then as you wrap around and go to the entrance of Quint Street off of 126, there will also be a monument pillar there to mark that as a gateway into Florence and into Old Town.
And that's why it'd be nice to have a nice hotel or something up there on the Quint Street property.
Yeah.
Another big event coming up, Florence Yachts and Florence Eugene Bus Service. Mike Miller and I spent a couple of years in Lane Act meetings begging for money, so it's really nice to see that finally at least they're going to do a pilot and see if that works.
So are they just waiting on a bus now to purchase for the here to Eugene one?
They're waiting for the grant to get into place. It's a fairly substantial grant. Mm-hmm. There's also service, I believe, being planned from Coos Bay to Florence to tie in with all of this. And we'll have kind of a terminal here where they all meet and go to Eugene.
Yeah, because we are the hub for Eugene.
We are definitely
we're the hub for Eugene. Yeah.
So currently underway, which we're trying to get as much attention to as possible, is we are underway in a pilot project. We're a little further ahead with the Yachts Florence Connector bus. So that new bus is in service. It's being ran by River City's taxis between Florence and Yachts. It's something I encourage you to look up online and find out route information. And that does pick up and drop off at the grocery outlet terminal, as we're loosely calling it. And that is something that we're really excited about. And we were able to extend that project for another year at a minimum.
And that's so good.
Encourage
yeah.
people
and the cost
to get
is
up and down.
Pretty reasonable, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're excited. We're expecting early 2020 for the Florence-Eugene intercity connection to be underway and actually happening.
Now, have they finished up the bridge portion? I know that's really not city stuff, but is that still being?
It is technically still under construction and underway. I cannot give you the specifics because I'm not aware of them.
I haven't seen them really do any work there, and they're pretty much cleaned up underneath and everything.
I think just that finishing work.
Just actually putting
warranty,
it on pencil that we're done, right?
Warranty work.
Warranty work. There you go. Well, I guess, is that it? Is that what we, that's a lot.
Well,
you
we
guys
have
are
a,
doing a lot.
Certainly have a long additional list of other things that we could talk about this afternoon.
Well, I would, as I think about things, housing specifically, one thing that I cannot hit home hard enough is especially with our listeners, is I know some people have been here in Florence a lot longer than I have. I've been serving as city manager a little over 4 years, and I know memories are long. And so what I cannot emphasize enough is if you're in this business of building and development, or you have been in the past, and perhaps you didn't have the greatest experience with city staff and city development standards, please give us a second chance and come on in and talk to our community development staff. Planning Director Wendy Farley Campbell and her crew are doing an excellent job of welcoming, working through people's ideas and dreams, and seeing how we can make them a reality under our current standards, and also what is being proposed to change as we enter the November, December months of this year. And I'm just really excited about the potential that those code changes can bring. And again, we really hope that this sets a great foundation for the future to encourage and incentivize development in Florence.
And the hope is to have the changes approved by 2020, in the first month?
Yeah, so November 18th is the magic date at this point that's set for the Planning Commission and City Council to have a joint hearing. Should that be successful and they choose to adopt that and vote yes on that, then there'll be a 30-day window of time for appeals and that sort of thing. So we do anticipate January 2020 for these codes to be in effect.
All right. Sounds like a lot going on there.
There is a lot going on, George, and we want to thank you and KCST Radio for your support, and it was enjoyable
being here talking
to you again.
Yeah, good seeing you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Coming up next, Amber Tucker and Jody O'Mara from Mapleton School District talking about the new preschool.